but like...
Oh, that's so cool. Look at the cool clouds.
Whoa.
That's wicked cool.
I don't know
if
I can get a good picture of that.
I don't know if you can or can't, but I bet you can from the office because it's the same view.
This...
If you get a picture of that, send it to me so I can put it on the... So you can put it on the podcast. That's the thing we're looking at, guys. It was that picture you saw.
The levels look so good in my face.
Was that a... We're heading towards a Drake thing, I think, almost.
Oh, I hate Drake, so probably accidentally at best.
But you used to call me on my cell phone.
I'm sorry?
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Is that a Drake line?
I thought so.
Because I don't...
No, I'm not actually sure.
Highball.
Highball.
You should probably...
No, that's perfect. That's perfectly done, actually. While we're at the stop sign. Highball. Money. Give me that money.
Oh, God. It happened more after. How? It doesn't make sense. Hey, everybody. This is... Sits off.
Yeah. It's Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
It's been a long time.
No, it hasn't. It's, we put one out every week.
Getting from there to here. It's been a long time. Nobody
I
wants.
Probably put this on wrong. It's going to just, like, fly into your dashboard.
Oh, here's hoping. Irregardless, you have a new car.
Yeah,
Stop this.
I got a car because my old one slightly died, and then I fixed my old one, and I have a new one just in case my other one dies again for
real. So you have two cars?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Everybody seems to be giving me crap about it.
Why?
Well, you just said that in that very snarky voice. A. B. B. I told, like, a few of our other friends about it, and they were like, that's kind of wasteful. And I was like, well, I mean, I don't want to drive them both at the same time.
I mean, it's expensive.
I could drive them both at the same time.
It's expensive because you got to keep them both registered and insured, but...
Yes.
You probably save a little bit having two insured vehicles on the same insurance provider, so...
Yeah, you do, and there's deals on that way, but I wasn't too worried about that. That was part of the cost that I knew getting it, but
well,
I just don't
know
how...
Well, your other car is so inexpensive.
Yeah, it's very cheap. Or, like, as people were like, if I got a second car, I think this is Aaron. I'm not going to call you out, Aaron. I don't care.
Aaron,
if
I would have
got a classic car if I got another car, because I would want a, like, project car. And I was like, well, I don't really like doing that stuff.
That's time.
So, yes, I have a new car. It's a Hyundai Tucson 2017.
You and your Hyundai.
I like them.
That's fine. Then you're allowed to like a car. I just like to say... I just wanted to say the name of the brand.
The people at the...
Hyundai.
The used car dealership I went to the first place.
I thought you went to... Hyundai.
I did
dealership.
Afterwards.
Okay, good.
But the first time I went and looked for cars, I was like, this is what I was looking at, you know, da da da. He's like, so you're looking to stick with foreigns, or are you okay with the American made? And I was like, I don't fucking know. I just know what I like. Like, yeah. I know what I've had for the last 5 years that hasn't broken down on me.
Yeah. I see. I'm driving this here souped up Toyota. Although it's got two lights on me right now, so I have an appointment with the mechanic next week.
What is VSC track?
I'm not really sure.
The person really didn't care that you were turning right.
No, they wanted to get on the 6th, so they really wanted to get in that line of traffic ahead of me.
Insert cake song reference here. Be quiet. You have to wait for the cake
song. I don't.
Okay.
Could you give Future Kendrick a hint?
Future Kendrick, it's called a song called A Long Line of Cars by Cake.
Really?
Yeah, that's
like,
why
that's
I said
weirdly specific. Thanks, Cake, for being weirdly specific. Maybe I'll put in like a clip.
Oh,
or I'll compress the entire song into one little just spasmodic outburst.
Yeah, that way you don't get like copyright infringement. Because they can't
watch me stay up all night to do that. Next Tuesday,
I will watch you. I'll watch you through your house windows.
That's good. That's cool. So, yeah. It's been, we haven't recorded in a little bit.
But they wouldn't know that.
Well, no, it actually
is. You actually me shit for saying that.
It's actually, no, and I normally would.
You should have recorded a sit talk over there.
I should have, but I didn't bring the gear, and I didn't really actually have time. We were running a lot, like, all over the place.
It sounds terrible. Sounds like a terrible vacation.
What I want to mention is that, one of the ones we banked was, like, so far behind the time.
Like
the last one was that football in the year 17,776.
Okay.
And it like completed a month ago. Like we recorded it and then the next week I think it had finished. So we're talking about where's it gonna go? And it's like it's gone. It's already gone there
it's
and nobody
done.
Cares. It's dead. So a little dated on that one, but
well, I mean it was still a shining review.
I enjoyed our ramble.
rambling.
Yeah, there was a minimal amount of editing, which was good. That made less yesterday a little easier on me.
Did you...
piercing the veil here of the behind the scenes on Sitsoft. Because of the way the scheduling was, I tagged that one last night. So, for you listeners at home, Mom, I did that Thursday night before it came out, when as we're getting into it. I try to keep it a little bit ahead of time, a little bit professional. And I did a whole bunch of them before I went out of the country for 2 weeks. And then I kind of forgot how to do it when it came
out.
You're
like,
how I do. And then, I had some weird audio. I don't know if I was, like, bumping it, but I had to completely blank out the left channel for the first, like, 4 minutes.
Huh.
Yeah, it was awful. It was just, like, really noisy. So hopefully it doesn't happen again. If so, we might have to double check something's not configured dumb. Like, insert automatic noisy sounds.
That's a weird feature.
On left channel to true.
I mean, I guess I can see where you might need that. If you, like, want to record an interview and you don't really want to, like, you know, push it out, but you have to act like you're recording an interview.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that was kind of amusing. Minimal tagging, because we didn't really say a lot. We went in a lot of ramble. We didn't really say much that was, like, keywords. So.
Keyword. Insert keyword.
Yeah. But we
Barkenstarf.
Barkenstarf. Barkenstarf is now, that's a tag.
That's a tag.
Right there, boom.
It's amazing. And if you're on Sitsoft, you can just say things and they become tags.
It's true.
That, it's just like a tag generation.
Yeah, through this arduous process of Kendrick staying up all night doing it, yeah. I mean, you know, it's not arduous.
You stay up for longer. Do you take longer than 2 hours to do our podcast editing?
No. Normally okay. I do it on Tuesdays when I have downtime during the day.
But do you take a total of more than 2 hours to do it?
No, I usually do it all in less than an hour.
Okay.
It's usually about 40 minutes. It's usually about the length of the
say,
podcast.
I hope you're not staying up all night to do
no,
it.
No, okay. It's the length of the podcast plus...
like, time to edit stuff.
10 minutes, maybe. Because I listened the whole way through.
You gotta put that... On
any given one, the hardest part is picking what to do before the cold open.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because usually what I do is I have a label track going, and if I'm really... and if it's late at night, I don't remember to do it as well, but during the... when I'm with it... I have the hotkeys, and I'll be like, here's a good spot. Oh, that was funny. That was
and
funny.
You can
and then
mark
I go,
it?
And then, yeah.
Audacity?
And then you can go into the label track and be like, oh, there it is. And then I can go back and take a chunk and move it. So that takes a few minutes.
I've been messing with doing a lot of video editing lately.
Oh, yeah?
On OSB and some other. Well, OSB is the broadcasting software that they record with. But so, like, you can configure your recording, right? And then after you're done, you can do all the editing. And
what do you edit with? Is it still OSB?
I don't remember the name of it. I'd have to ask Eric from the shop. But I don't know. It's pretty fun. Like, video editing is interesting.
I've considered getting into making some YouTubes. I'm just trying to decide what the fuck I would talk about.
Like we had Artificial Happiness. And Aaron... like, one of the things that he kind of, like, stopped him from doing anymore was that video editing is actually kind of arduous. Like,
yeah, it's time-consuming.
Is that the right word?
Arduous? Yeah.
Okay.
That would describe it. It's time-consuming, and it's annoying and
it
frustrating.
I don't want to downplay audio editing, because good audio editors probably take just as much time as video editors.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
With visual things, you have to do all the stuff you do in writing. Which is like spell check and positioning
and
audio on top of that.
Yes.
So
it's definitely, there's still audio editing as well.
Uh-huh.
So it absolutely has to be more.
And the cheap people like us, we don't really edit audio too much. We just kind of like
no,
do all the video editing.
With what we're doing, there's not much to be done. Because unless we wanted to edit stuff out, and I've censored things before.
It's Uber Fats.
Uber Fats? Uber Eats.
Oh, cool.
Uber Eats. Yeah, McDonald's is partnering with Uber Eats.
Got it. Go ahead.
We can talk about that, but I got to finish this talk about the audio editing for things like podcasts is actually pretty minimal because there's not much to do. We've got a decent microphone that's definitely rolling sideways now. We may want to address.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
I told you this was going to happen.
I'm going to not make a lot of content, so if I have to edit this out.
And we're back. Garbage. It's going to sound like garbage.
It's fine.
And
we're back.
Oh, God. I did the thing.
Okay. And we're back.
And
and we're back. So I might just put "and we're back" and spam it a whole bunch over that.
And
we're back.
And we're back.
Yep. That might be what people just heard. It's always fun guessing what I'm going to do in the future. I sit there angry with my glass of wine, like, fuck you, Kendrick.
That's one of the things I always enjoy about other podcasts that do the same thing. Is like, because they do that at Gang Grumps all the time.
Yep.
And
Which is where I shamelessly stole it from.
It's okay. I mean, it's funny.
I mean,
we're not funny. They're funny.
They're
sorry.
Funny. So we're just clear. Ripping them off as much as fun. No, we can't say that on here.
We're ripping off all of our favorite things.
Well, that's the whole point of it. It's all derivative, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're using tropes from movies and games and stuff, so whatever.
I think all that matters is that we have a good time doing it, and then this is like the last podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I get, well, the other part is that we're so small. And then when we're not small, I feel like if Game Grumps were to notice us, Senpai, then they would be like, oh, they're doing a thing that's kind of like our thing. That's cool.
Our thing is,
I mean, like, what are they going to do? Sue us?
Like, humor, you mean?
I mean, like if they're like, oh, they stole our bit. Oh, what bit? Yeah. Joking over things? Like, what are they going to do? Like, there's no point. Plus, I don't think they're terribly litigious anyway. I don't know what we could do that would get them to sue us.
Unless
we started calling ourselves Game Grumps.
That do that too, yeah.
And like,
welcome to Game Grumps, everybody.
Diluted their brand somehow. If anything, Highball should sue us because we're clearly claiming that this is how you behave when you're drinking Highball.
I never thought about that, but that is something that's actually interesting.
But no, the audio editing for a podcast is not that complicated because it's not like we're doing takes and editing stuff together.
Because mm-hmm. We're recording.
It's a stream of consciousness recording, so it's just basically an interview.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
Two yellows means that...
Well, he stalled out his car.
Is that even... Yeah, okay. And we're back, everyone.
And we're back. So... I'm going to have to get a clean one of those at one point and use that as a sound effect later.
And we're back. Oh, we were going to do it.
It's in September. Okay. And we're back. So.
That's when you got to keep.
That's
like,
yeah, I'm keeping
like,
it. Yep, it's I've got my little vault.
That's why I just started doing too with the video editing. It's like, yep. Okay, this is a good intro. Save it.
Keeping it.
I'm keeping it.
Kind of like how we said we were going to come with a better version of the Zitzak intro, but then here we are,
well, like,
episode 87.
I mean, what the fuck is Corwin doing with this, with our
Well,
lives?
I need to give him more instruction because he doesn't do vague good. He'll do vague if you give him money. So,
like,
vague and money or specific and free. Those are your two choices.
I thought what the best thing to do was to give an artist very vague requirements for something and ask
and
them
money.
To finish a project.
And money.
No, just the
It's the last part, the money part. That's what gets... Because he might have started something, but it's never going to get finished unless you put money on them.
He has to get paid.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I learned. That's how I learned about, that's how I get stuff out of Dalton.
Just throw money at him.
Yeah,
I just leverage our friendship and make him feel bad.
There you go. No, but I did that once or twice, but I found that I get better results if I just offer him money. Because then he gives me crazy, crazy quick turnaround time. Remember like that whole mermaid I had him draw?
If you guys don't know of Dalton Van Hooser,
does he have like any portfolio we can link
somewhere? I wish he did. I'm going to ask him to do that because
get
I really
your
like
shit
to.
Together.
Yeah, like you could totally just do straight up like graphic design work and not have to do that.
Go
nine
make, at
to
least
five.
At least you could make some cool t-shirts and sell them, you know, like that shit's all over the internet. People will make. I know a guy at work who made like a bullshit meme t-shirt and made a couple $100 off of it because he just went through one of those like online stores where you can make your own designs and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And he just social media'd the shit out of it and sold it all and made a few $100 on that one run. Cost him nothing because they didn't cover any of the costs. It's just a commission work. He makes beautiful art. He could surely go and sell shit.
He is back to writing again for Aether, too, because he's starting a magic article, which I'm actually
good.
Kind of excited about. So.
Good.
Yeah.
But what I was saying was I gave him some money, and he gave me a beautiful mermaid vector art that I could get engraved in a gun.
That's the best part, is that all, like, that part of that vector thing is so cool, because you can do so much shit with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it was beautiful. But, I mean, that's where it was. Like, if I would have felt really bad asking him to do it quickly for me for free.
Mm.
But instead, I felt fine because I gave him money so I could be a dick.
So, Corwin, if you listen to this, expect some money being thrown at your
face.
I'll
throw some money at you if you make our podcast better.
Yeah. Tell us what we need to do that's not, you know, coming up with better content, actually having an agenda for a show.
Or doing anything
that's not
recording in our car.
Listen to that episode we did a long time ago
about
how not to do a podcast. And don't tell us to do any of that stuff, but tell us
we're
going to
do
things.
All that. But,
I feel like
we
should talk about Scotland, but I feel like it merits its own episode.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's probably going to come up in little snippets here and there throughout.
Or maybe we can just totally treat it like that too. Like maybe like every episode you tell like one story or something.
Because there's lots of ramble, but I don't really have a cohesive story. People keep asking me, how was it? I'm like, good.
Don't worry.
Have a nice day.
I would never ask you that because I assume if it was something that was like important, you would just tell me.
Well, and it was one of those things where so much stuff happened that was so interesting to me that probably isn't interesting to other people.
That's why we dedicate one whole podcast to it, well, so they can skip it.
Okay.
If they don't want to do that. Obligatory Scotland.
No, it's one of those things like you hear about it and you're like, okay. Like we spent all day, one day, from when the museum opened to just about when it closed at Stirling Castle, going through this fantastic, amazing Highland
Regiment. So a museum in a castle.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the castle itself was a museum, so the whole thing. And then in it was a special exhibit that was the this Highland Regiment Museum. And so it was all this crap and just stuff that they had from when they started in the 18th century all the way up to World War II. And no, beyond, actually. There's a thing in there from Afghanistan. Like, just artifacts from there, stories, little cards, things talking about, like, a little story with a shirt that had a hole in it, and it was, like, next to it. It was like, yes, Commander, or Lieutenant so-and-so's account. I heard the machine gun fire and then felt the sharp pain, and I hit the ditch. And I said to my and I noticed that my sergeant had hit, my whatever officer in front of me had hit their tune. I said, sir, I appear to have been hit. And he said, as have I. And we kept our heads down as the sprays of machine guns continued, but we weren't hit again. And I noticed that there was a lot of blood pouring out of my shoulder, so I grabbed some of the blood-soaked mud and stuffed that into the wound to keep it for a little while. I then noticed that the officer had died. Oh, fuck, okay. And then there's just these little accounts of just shit going down. And one of the guys talked about how, oh, I had been hit, but I was all right. One of my friends got hit, had a neat hole near the top of his head and a larger one towards the back, but was continuing to walk around as if with no other problem. He's complaining of a fairly severe headache.
Fucking Christ.
He survived.
Is that just like...
Because it's like the bullet must have gone in at such a steep angle that it kind of just rolled over the top of his brain and came out the back.
Wow.
And he was fine.
That's pretty lucky.
It's like, fuck. And this is all kinds of those accounts like that of just things like they had some Zulu spears and some shields and stuff in there, and like people joke about that, but that those guys, they put up a fucking fight. Like, it wasn't just us. Like, I mean, the Brits massacring these people. They got their shit kicked several times by these mostly naked dudes with spears.
Well, let's remember the Ewoks versus Empire. I mean, I don't mean to compare every indigenous race to little bear people, but
I think that's where they got a lot of the inspiration for it.
I thought for a second, I was like, the Zulus? Come on, Kendrick. You know time. They couldn't have been inspired by the Ewoks.
Yep. They were. Turns out. Or the other one, like, there was a ship.
That was one. You'd get to do one per episode.
But I mean, that's what I mean. It's like all these little, like, who cares? I do.
I mean, that was a great content filler.
That was one. We spent another day open to close at another museum. The whole day.
You're almost going there.
Yeah, and I'm just saying. Like, it's the stuff that, like, I'm super keen on, but who the fuck cares?
Well, that's why,
That's it, Sock, I guess, huh?
Yeah, welcome to the club. You've fucking been doing this for 70 episodes.
Yeah, for, like, a year and a half.
And you just figured out that... Shit, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
We're coming up on, like, 2 years. I mean, we're at, like, 20 months, 21 months, I think, by now.
Wow.
Because we started sometime in December, didn't we?
That's kind of what I was talking about earlier. Like, you got to do it for, like, fun. I mean, because even when I just us talking, like...
I don't know.
It's weird because it's easy because we're just driving to work together.
Like, yeah, it's easy. And then it's, like, 1 hour a week or 1 hour an episode. Yeah, so about 1 hour a week of edit work, and then the rest of it's stuff we already do anyway, so...
Exactly, because if we didn't record ourselves in the car, then, like, you might miss something cool that we talked about.
Yeah.
I wonder if we, like... We need to figure out a better way to get some people on the show.
I thought about that a little bit. One of the things we could do is, if we could get another recording device that they could record, then we could sync the audio up. But
you mean like while they were on the phone or something? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
So like what we would do is get them to have another recording device at their end,
mm-hmm.
and then we would put headsets on.
Oh. Okay.
And have like a conference line.
Sure. Okay.
And then we would have clean audio for all of them.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And then we could just
that way they can't hear the audio here, but we can. Okay. Yep.
And then I would just align them. So at the beginning we'd have to have like a little sync. To make sure it all synced up right, and then we would just
go boom. And then, like,
yeah.
each person hears yeah. that on their end, yeah.
And then,
That's
then
your sync cue, Kendrick, for yeah. the future. Well, I don't know what you're syncing, but I'm yeah, sure you'll figure something out.
It would just be like, one, two, three, ha, at the same time. And then we just match peaks and then line it up and then we'll go. Mm-hmm. And then we could just totally layer the audio on top of it and call it good. Mm-hmm. And it would be very straightforward to do that.
Speaking of buying more things to do things that we do, as you were talking about with recording device, because that actually sounds like a good idea. I was using my laminator again because I like printed out some print and play stuff. And I was like, man, I need this because I've been cutting stuff by hand with scissors.
Oh yeah,
right.
Oh, fuck that noise.
So I got this fucking like really nice cutting board, right? It's like a slide cut.
Oh, like, nice. Oh nice. Shit, yeah.
It is for me. Like yeah. I'm someone who sits there and like reorganize their cards for like 4 hours and feel like I had a great time and
yeah. people I had like, a great night. What did you do? Reorganize cards?
I just had to reorganize some stuff. Like I'm actually saving up my Netrunner cards and not putting them in because I need to get a new organizational structure, which means I have to reorder everything. It's going to be like an amazing weekend project, but it was great to like put this stuff in and you like cut the paper, put it in the laminator,
yep.
cut the lamination stuff.
Oh,
and, like,
beautiful.
It was so slick.
Just an OCD, like...
It locks down, thing. So, like, once you slide something in there, you can press this thing, and it locks it down,
yep.
and then you can slide it. Oh, yeah, it was
Dude,
so
that,
great.
That sounds like the precision, like, the OCD kind of, like, dream.
Because it's all you, then, at that point.
Yeah.
Like, if you fuck it up, it's, like, it's not because scissors can't, or hard, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
no, weird. I get you. It's all that in your planning, as opposed to your still hands.
But I like having that stuff. I don't know what it is.
Tools are cool, man.
Yeah.
And tools that help you do the stuff you like. It's empowering. Why do you think I have so much fucking stuff in my garage?
That's a good point. Like, and I now I kind of understand like the CNC stuff that Aaron has. Like,
oh yeah,
because it's all stuff that when in the right scenario you could just do. You could. And this, I don't know why I'm just coming to this realization right now. I'm fucking like 30, almost 31 years old, and I'm like, wow, it's really nice to have stuff that you could then just do anything you want at any given time. And you're like, yeah, that's what being a fucking adult is. But it's really cool to be able to sit there and be like, I'm going to construct something today. And you're like, go out and do it. Or you're like, I really need a piece to fit in this thing. So you go and 3D print it and design it. Or you're like, I need to create this thing. And so you craft it. Or I don't know.
Dude, lucky 10,000 as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Welcome.
I never really got, I was like, God, these people are fucking hoarders and they have all this shit. And I was like, my dad does it too. He like,
he's got
shit.
So many tools.
Yeah. He like, just keeps stuff.
He had to build a new garage for his tools.
And then I was like, oh wait.
I had to buy new tools to build a garage.
Because he had the tools.
Yeah.
Not the other way around. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And, yeah. I found out from looking at some online stuff. First of all, somebody was building, prop swords with pocket like tiny vaporizer units so that fog comes out of them.
Cool.
Like smoke, and I'm like, I gotta get into that shit because I was playing with that one device that hypersonic fogger thing, but they just have straight up vaporizer units.
That makes a lot of sense.
And they just put just unflavored vaporizer
just, like,
stuff
cartridge
in it.
Them
yeah.
And then you just make the cartridge
and it was
yeah.
it was Frostmourne Frostmourne the sword from Diablo.
Oh cool.
No, it was Diablo? No, is that it? Was...
Frost? Well, Frostmourne's not from Warcraft.
No, so it's Diablo. It must be. But wow. Anyway, it was. I only know about it from Heroes of the Storm. But okay. My whole point was someone had made one, and there's a button, discrete button on the hilt, uh-huh. and they'd hit it, and then just fog would come out of it.
Oh, imagine
like,
doing...
Oh,
my God.
So cool. But they 3D printed the whole blade. And I'm like, how did they do that? They glued... No, they have a large format 3D printer that... has a 36-inch diagonal bed on it. And it's like, balls. I want me one of them's. I want a 3D print big shit. But that's probably like a $10,000 machine. So.
Well, I mean, you could probably print it in pieces and then like
yeah.
do some stuff like that too.
Yeah, but then you have seams and you have bonding issues. And the trick with this is if you do it as one, if you do the extrusion rate, it's one long line. So it's one solid piece.
No, I get it.
And so that's
but
where...
The nice part about the construction material, what do they call that?
ABS plastic.
The filler, not the...
Filament?
Yeah, whatever the printer uses is, like, it's still plastic. So, like,
yep.
if you reheat it after you, like, join, you can actually make it more seamless,
yep.
and then you can paint over it. And then it becomes a more solid, like...
See, what I was going in the direction of is probably going to be more casting. I want to get back into casting.
I think it would be cool to do, like... Because, like, you have, like, a lot of Runeforge stuff. And so if you put like an LEDs or something like that behind it and like print over it or something like that, you could like click it on and it's like, and like the
brain. I've seen some really sweet stuff for that, and I would love to get into it some more. I've been playing, I play with it a little bit, and it came up on Facebook as a, hey, remember when you did this 2 years ago? And I'm like, I do. That was cool. I had built that little circuit, and I programmed that little microcontroller, and then I lost my code because I'm dumb, but I programmed that microcontroller so that based on the potentiometer, the lights would flicker at different rates.
Oh, that's right.
So you could just twerk with the thing, and it would be like all over the place, and it would be like, oh, that's so cool. I was going to build my own portal gun, and then life finds a way to fuck up your time. So,
well, you do commit to a lot of things that are not your hobbies, not your personal hobbies.
I have a hierarchical hobby structure. And prop making has always floated.
You just need to retire in like 1 year.
I'd love to.
You haven't saved up yet?
No.
Like the folks fucked up thing is like the longer you live, the less it requires to retire because you're going to die quicker.
I know. That's one of the things. Like, wait, whoa. I went to that financial planner guy when I was getting some life insurance and he was talking about that. He says, it's kind of macabre, but if you got to think about it that way. You got to figure that you're going to die. Because it was like this weird little moment. You're like, I'm at a life insurance place, and he's talking about how I'm gonna die, and I'm like, okay, well, yeah,
but like,
oh, that's so cool. Look at the cool clouds.
Whoa,
that's wicked.
I don't know
cool.
if I can get a good picture of that.
I don't know if you can or can't, but I bet you can from the office because it's the same view.
This.
If you get a picture of that, send it to me so I can put it on so you can put it on the podcast. That's the thing we're looking at, guys. It was that picture you saw.
Those are the kind of pictures that make me want to go on like an adventure.
Oh yeah.
Like you're like, oh man.
That's the kind of shit we saw all the time in Scotland. retiring. I was talking to a buddy of mine who's going to law school soon here, and he his goal is to get into international law, like some contract law, that kind of stuff, and make just buckets of money. But he doesn't really want to live like people that make that kind of money. So he kind of wants to just continue being a sword guy and, you know, spend money on that, but not go out and buy Lamborghinis and shit. Yeah. So he's saying he wants to be able to do the thing where, like, you get a big case or you get a big whatever, and then you just get a shitload of money. And he said he knew a guy who, one of the instructors, who was he was a litigator in California. They had won a big settlement. And he just took a year off. Mm. So fuck it, took a year off. I'm like, that sounds awesome. I can kind of do that. You could go on sabbatical sometimes in my industry,
like,
but
if you invented a new thing and sold it, you could do that. Like, well, you just have to invent a new thing every few years.
Even in the corporate world, you could go on sabbaticals sometimes if you have enough pull. But like right now, we're gearing up so hardcore for this you know, where we are in the product release and stuff that if I did that now, it would be so not cool.
Yeah.
But in about 6 months, 8 months, maybe when things die down a little bit, I could possibly do a month or two
off. I think the only problem with sabbatical while you're like in that situation is that you didn't make a heap of money before you left.
Right. So you'd be burning savings.
Yeah.
Which is, that's the trick.
And so like, I don't know. That's like my, that's, it's so weird because you could, yeah. You get it. Mm-hmm. You guys might not get it and I don't really give a shit.
Well, yeah. So the other part about that is, and he wanted to go on adventures and stuff. I just want to go build an app or something. And I think it'd be really fun to...
Like, your sabbatical is just like, I'm going to go build an app for, like, a month and a half.
Well, yeah, like, I'm going to take a month off, and instead of coming into work every day, I'm going to sit at home, and I'm going to finish one of those fucking games I started, you know?
Dude, after
or
watching...
Or build a prop.
After watching Silicon Valley, I want to have, like, a... What is it? What do you call it? Like, the egg house, or, like, the...
Oh, the incubator.
The incubator, yeah.
You'll catch up here. I'm looking forward to you guys catching up on that show.
I just want to do it because I think I'm not nearly smart enough to be a programmer, but I'm smart enough to be able to interact with programmers.
I think you would be a valuable addition to a team. What your role would be, I couldn't say, but I want you on my team.
That's what people keep saying, and I'm like, okay, like, I don't mind that, like... I think it's just the fact that, like, you can interact with humans on, like, a normal level.
Well, there's a lot to be said for it. You're a positive teammate in
general. I'm going to take my pants off while Kendrick masturbates me real quick.
And so, that's all. But long story short, you know, that's and we're back.
I thought you were just going to, like, cut in, like...
Nope, not doing that. Not doing that.
Well, now you have a sound clip of it, so...
Now I do. You're right. I have that. Although, I think That's something I'd like to be able to do, would be able to take time off, make an app, and then go back to work, but have the app make money on the side.
That would be interesting.
And then just do bug fixes and support for it for a while.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and then, yeah, if someone likes it enough, it gets, you sell it really quick, and if they don't, then just let it die.
Yeah, let it coast, make a little money on the side. Because that's definitely an option. The other part, too, is if I wait until, like, Kate gets a job, like, when she finishes her master's and gets a real job, I could totally just mooch off of her for a few months.
That's true. I was going to make some joke about how that's never going to happen because she's been going to school for so long. But then I decided not to. But then I said it out loud. And now, like, I kind of made it. And I should have just made the joke anyway. Because it would have been better than just doing what I just did.
Kind of like when...
but it's okay because Kate doesn't listen to this.
It's true.
What did you say?
Like last night when the comment was uttered, all right, women, go to the kitchen. And it was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's a whole other thing. Okay, so So this has been a while. Kendrick already kind of spoiled that for us, but... This one's coming out next week?
Yeah, so this one...
Oh, wow, we're back on,
this one was,
booms. Okay. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll get out of that.
All right, well...
This is like the episode 88. Next week,
Dolan's new article will be out, so check it out if you like Magic and the Gathering. Keep reading the site. We had, our highest hits the other day. I think we had, almost 600 people go to read an article.
Hot diggity damn.
You know, yeah, keep it coming. Like our podcast, and maybe we can actually, you know...
Like, subscribe, and... what's the other one?
Like,
comment, and subscribe, everybody.
Yeah. Please. So, and I know that a lot of you have
grant
already.
Us legitimacy.
Yeah,
legitimacy.
But go on and give us a review. Even if it's a shitty review, just go write something about how bad we are, how good we are, or how much you don't like us or like us.
I think I'd rather just the positive ones.
Well, I mean, I don't really care because I want people to go on there and ping it and go do stuff. So,
I feel like bad reviews are worse than no reviews.
Really? I feel like it would let us know what we should do or not do.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Give us constructive criticism.
Yeah. Bad review is bad. It's worse than a constructive bad review. You got it.
If you say that it's garbage because you hate our beards, then...
Then you can go...
Up a rope.
You can go... What is it? Bite your beard?
Bite. None of those people even have worked for us for years.
Bye, everybody. All right. We'll see you again next time.
Dust it on you.